Hello, and welcome to the Android Guys in Brief. This is your mobile tech podcast delivered twice per week. We affectionately call it the 15-minute podcast that never lasts for 15 minutes, but we do pretty good sometimes. So this is going to be the only post we do this week. We had some audio issues earlier in the week, and besides that, it's been kind of a quiet news cycle over the last few days. So that's not to say there aren't things to discuss, but nothing super meaty, nothing that really merits a lot of deep dive discussion. But we've got about five topics here to go over today. My name is Scott Webster. I'm the editor-in-chief for AndroidGuys.com. And joining me today, I have Andrew Myrick. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew's one of our editors. And we also have Dono. What's going on, Dono?
Hey, how's it going, Scott?
Also an editor for the website. So we've got about five topics to go over here, and we'll jump right into it. Topic number one, Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL rumors. Andrew, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, so from the Forbes article, it seems like these leaks come from OnLeaks. On Twitter, he's a popular leaker who has had his fair share of leaks in the past. These leaks show off that the Pixel 3 is going to be 5.3 inches and the 3XL is going to be 6.28 inches, but the 3XL is going to have a notch. And then there will also be front-facing stereo speakers and dual front cameras, which is a little surprising for Google to dive into.
So these aren't really super new. These have been kind of rumored, and we've kind of expected that. But it is nice to see the confirmation. As you mentioned, this guy, he's tweeted a lot of things in the past, and he's really pretty accurate. I think if you check his pinned tweet, he kind of talks about all the things that he nailed over the last year or two in terms of accuracy or first to report. So these sound like we can kind of take them to the bank. We've got about 4 months to go, I think, until we'll see the Pixel 3 announcements. So as we've mentioned here on the show before, enough time to get some more rumors or confirmation of some of the things that are going on as it pertains to those devices. Number two, Verizon has announced a couple, well, actually a trio of new unlimited data plans. And they're a little confusing. It's kind of like, I don't know why you can't just keep it simple, but Dono, do you want to tell us a little bit about what Verizon has announced today?
Sure. So all three plans for the unlimited Verizon plans, I suppose, include unlimited talk and text, Verizon Up Rewards, and both Canada and Mexico unlimited calling and texting. The Go Unlimited promotion offers unlimited LTE data, DVD quality video streams, which sounds fancy, but it's really just 480p, and 600 kilobits a second mobile hotspot. The Beyond Unlimited plan has high speed service up to 22 gigabytes per month, which is not unlimited, but it's pretty close. Video streaming streams at 720p, which is technically HD. And the mobile hotspot is up to 15 gigabytes a month at those LTE speeds. The Above Unlimited provides 75 gigabits of or gigabytes of high-speed data, which, again, is not unlimited, but is close. HD video streaming and mobile hotspot up to 20 gigabytes a month. The pricing is yet to be determined, but given that it's Verizon, I would assume that it's not quite the price you're looking for.
Well, it's, as I looked into it, it is determined, but you have to kind of mix and match. So if you've got one user to, you know, up to four, whatever, each person can choose what version of the unlimited plan they want to go with. So you can have a family of two on the Go Unlimited, and or you can do a family of four, and maybe one person gets the Above Unlimited because they do a lot of mobile hotspots. So you can mix and match. It's not easy to just say this one is $60 a month, 70, 80. It's a whole case of, well, it depends on what your needs are and how many users you have. And it's basically a pricing matrix. So not so simple. And to me, it's like, how do you qualify unlimited in all of your title names and still not quite give everybody unlimited? Like, to me, the above unlimited sounds like just go with that, just offer that, you know, and keep that as like, that's your unlimited plan, but whatever. Andrew, you have anything to add to that?
No, not specifically. I mean, Verizon's trying to do what they can to make people happy with the quote unquote best service available. And it's just them trying to tweak things, in my opinion.
Yeah. Topic number three, we'll keep it with you, Andrew. Samsung Galaxy S10 rumors already surfacing. I mean, we could be looking at another 7-8 months or so for that. Typically, Samsung announces their devices around, or the Galaxy S device around, Mobile World Congress in February. So things are subject to change, but things are starting to float to the surface. Tell us what we might look forward to in that one.
It's another rumor that the S10 might have a fingerprint sensor into the display. We've obviously been seeing a lot of phones more so released overseas, but still with embedded fingerprint sensors. And Samsung has been rumored to be one of the next ones in line for a while. It was rumored for the Note 8. That didn't happen. S9, that didn't happen. It's also being rumored for the Note 9. Obviously, that's not going to, we won't know about that until August or September. So this really doesn't come as any surprise. But what could be a little bit surprising is the new, they're going to add a new 3D facial sensor, which I think is kind of interesting, just because I think they're trying to keep up with what Apple's doing on the facial recognition side of things. And the sensor for the fingerprint sensor is going to come from Qualcomm, but of course Samsung is going to make their own display, and it's going to be just about the same size as the Galaxy S9. So
nice. So it'll be nice to see that technology show up in devices and kind of be one of those tipping points where, well, if they're doing it, we need to do it. And, you know, a year from now, we could be taken for granted that we can use these sensors under our displays. Topic number four, we'll go back to you, Dono. Google Photos has some new tools that you can use online. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, when this was first reported, I was really excited because I assumed that it was going to be like batch editing for color coordination and color editing and things like that. But really, it's just adding locations to your photos. I mean, if you upload your photos from a vacation, you can tag each one individually or via batch with the specific location of where those photos were taken. This modification doesn't actually change the information on the photo. It just changes the information about the photo. So you're retaining all the original qualities of the photo while adding more description to it.
This is nice. I'm getting ready to go on vacation and in about a month, but you know, when you take your photos, you tend to, you know, it's kind of like you leave geolocation on or off and you kind of forget about that. But if you take it off, you can actually still go back and take your pictures and say, no, wait a second. These were all from, Orlando, or these were, you know, from San Francisco. You can actually go in and just change the location for those so you can quickly search for them, even if you didn't have that originally kind of tagged as to where you were. Topic number five, and this is going to bring us home to Google Home. Nothing huge, but kind of cool, and I've played with this a little bit this week. Andrew, do you want to tell us what Google Home lets us do now?
Yeah, so Google Home now allows multiple actions, which means that users can request two things at one time, such as weather in different cities. And this was first shown off at I/O. And it seems that multiple actions is also live, which is pretty sweet. Google is just killing the game when it comes to these voice, the battle between Bixby and Google Assistant and Siri. And this is just like the latest update to show that it's really kicking off and is the best option.
Yeah, it's something that I've played with a little bit just to try out, you know, try the weather in different cities. But if you've got a home set up on connected stuff where you want to turn on certain lights or automate something or shut a garage door or anything that you have sensor wise, it'll be nice to say, turn off, you know, the family room or turn off the lights and shut the door or whatever. I think it'll be cool to start to play with that. And it really makes me want to start to add Google Home devices throughout the house so that I can use these from different rooms. So pretty cool little feature. If you have a Google Home or Mini or anything that has the Google Assistant, now you can start to use that new feature. I think that's going to do it for today. Today is June 14th. This was the In Brief podcast. So if you'd like to listen to more from us, you can go to androidguys.com/podcast. You can also look for us on pretty much anywhere you would normally find a podcast. Subscribe to us, listen. If you have some feedback or suggestions, or if we say something that's completely inaccurate and you want to correct us, feel free to shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We do these podcasts twice a week. We didn't do it this week because of some audio issues, but we normally produce these or record them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then in the meanwhile, if something big breaks, a smartphone announcement or a major carrier initiative or anything, we'll get together and do what's called a hot take episode. And we just kind of break that down on an individual topic basis. And it could be a few minutes to, you know, 20, 30 minutes or whatever, depending on what it is. If you check some of our previous podcasts, you'll find that we've done that for, let's see, the OnePlus 6, HTC's recent announcement. There's a handful of them. I'm trying to think. But you can find those. We mark those as hot take. If you're listening to us here in the middle of June, we are currently giving away some Huawei smartwatches on the website. So make sure you go there and check them out. We've got reviews for each of those. And the contests or the giveaways are easy to enter. There's a variety of ways to enter. So make sure you check those out on our website. For Dono, Andrew, and myself, I want to thank you guys for listening and have a great day.